If you're a golfer, you need to check into the Swing Fit program at Tulsa Spine and Rehab and see how it can help improve your game. On today's podcast, Dr. Sean Riley and a local golf pro talk about the benefits of Swing Fit.
Well, it's a interesting day here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. I've got one of my good pals here, Michael Boyd, who is the director of golf instruction, director of golf at Indian Springs Country Club. Michael's kind of a well-known name here in Tulsa, played at Union, University of Tulsa as well, and dabbled a little bit, I think, professionally. You can correct me if I'm wrong there, but has done a really neat job here in Tulsa out at Indian Springs, starting to work with a lot of different types of players here, really passionate about teaching. And I thought it would be neat to bring Michael on today. You know, we talk a lot about Swing Fit and how Ryan and I and Bree specialize in the body, you know, trying to determine where a player may have some physical deficiencies and how those deficiencies may translate to the golf swing. Now, Michael is the technical guy. He's going to be the one that focuses, obviously, primarily on your swing mechanics and what your swing looks like. And so I thought it'd be neat if he came on and we could chat a little bit about the relationship that we have and some of the importance of that, you know, the teamwork back and forth.
Sure. Thanks. And it's great to be here. I use Sean and Ryan a lot in what I do with clients. You know, I'm lucky enough to play on the PGA Tour and what's now the Web.com Tour back in the mid-2000s. And, you know, around everybody out there has got a team. You know, what you hear from Jordan Spieth right now is he just won the FedEx Cup is his team, you know, is a big part of what he does. And they're going to figure out as a team how to get better. And, you know, I think in all aspects of golf, we need to think that way. I'm able to work with a lot of college players and top amateurs and work with some players that play professionally on several different tours across the globe. And, you know, yeah, they've got their fitness experts and they're working with their fitness people and they have their PT guys and their chiros and they go in and see them. And obviously, depending on their funds, you know, they may see them more often than not. But we all have to work together to ensure that they're, you know, able to perform the mechanics that, you know, I want them to perform. So if I need, you know, their body to pivot in a certain way, I need to know that they're physically capable of doing that and able to do that. And that's where a guy like, you know, Swing Fit, the guys at Swing Fit come into play, you know, as well as people that help them work out. So we all get together and, you know, try to talk with one another. We can discuss that. And, you know, we're doing that with people that are trying to, you know, be, I don't know, hope maybe they're trying to be number one in the world, but they're trying to make a living at golf. But, you know, I see it more so. I've seen, you know, better impact at the club level of, you know, just my regular amateurs that, you know, maybe retired or are working guys that they just want to get better at golf. And, you know, they come to me and, you know, if they really are committed to getting better, you know, their body's got to be able to perform what we want them to perform. So again, I need to send them to people that can evaluate them, that can give them a program and a plan that's tailored towards them. And then we work together and I say, you know, I've got to get his, you know, his body to pivot a certain way. And, you know, they say, well, he's going to have trouble doing that based on, you know, these things. So here's some things that, you know, we need to work on and focus on to get you to do it. So it's not just a blind, let's get your body balanced, which is important. It's very important to get your body balanced, but it's even more important to say that, you know, we've got to get him to be able to move his right hip better, or get him to move his left shoulder better. We got to, you know, have him be able to flex as he turns or extend as he turns a little bit better, you know, to add some dimension to, you know, what the club's able to do and then what the ball's able to do. So we have to talk with one another and send each other information and it really helps.
Yeah, so you know, it's all about that open line of communication, and that's what we really enjoy with working with Michael. You know, he's working with him technically, and then he sends him over. We check them out physically. You know, you had made mention, Michael, that, you know, obviously working with guys that are pretty serious, maybe they're trying to make a living playing golf, collegiate players, these some juniors around the area. But probably the main demographic or one of the things that you see, like you had mentioned, is just like the typical club guy or the guy that's in his, you know, late 50s, early 60s. God willing, golf is one of those sports that we're able to play into our 70s if our body will allow us. If you could just speak to, you know, briefly, because we see a lot of injuries, some of the things typically that you may see from the teaching side, some of your players, some common injuries that you have seen?
Yeah, the common injuries I see that, you know, affect guys, you know, low back, That's, you know, that's a big one. Guy has low back problems. He's going to have trouble, you know, rotating through impact. He's going to have trouble, extending at the right time. He's going to have trouble, flexing at the right time. So, that's obviously one of the most common, and sometimes, we got to get them in better shape to be able to swing, or they're just going to kind of be throwing their arms at it all day. You know, I also see the injuries that I think are the most difficult to deal with are any knee problems, because when you're talking about a knee problem, you especially on like a left knee for a right-handed golfer, trying to get them to get pressure down in that left knee as they come into impact is a very difficult thing. And so if we can't fix that issue, something down in that left knee, we're going to have some issues. And then the third would be the hips. Yeah.
Yeah, so that it's, you know, we really enjoy being on that performance enhancement side, but unfortunately, the world that we live in here with Michael is that, you know, we see a lot of injuries, and we're focusing on the treatment of those injuries. We ideally would like to, you know, get out front and stay, you know, work on injury prevention and so forth. But, you know, there's a lot of repetition in golf. There's a lot of new science coming out. You know, I know that you've got some new technology with your TrackMan over there, working with a lot of your players. It's constantly evolving. And I think that fitness, in my opinion, Michael, is one of the fastest growing aspects of the game. I think that people are paying more attention to their bodies, working on mobility or flexibility, general core strength. And kind of what's neat about some of the swing fit we do, Michael, is that, you know, we take a general, you know, just a guy that enjoys playing once or twice a week. We're saying, here's some specific exercises that can help your golf game. And oh, by the way, it's going to make you feel a little bit better. And this is exercise as well. So, but it's been a really neat experience working with you. Michael, if you just want to kind of close and just kind of tell everyone briefly about quickly some of the things you do and where you are. And once again, I appreciate having you on.
Thanks, Sean. So again, my name is Michael Boyd. I'm the director of golf and do the lead instructor at the Club at Indian Springs in Broken Arrow, and use TrackMan. Only one in town using it. And, you know, that gives us kind of some 3D dimension to what the golf club's doing and what the ball's doing in flight. And then, you know, we work back from there. How do we get your body to move in order to control that club face, in order to control the ball? So would love to see if you need any help. And obviously, like I said, we work closely here with the guys at Swing Fit and send students back and forth that want to get better and, you know, work as a team in order to accomplish that goal.
To learn more about the Swing Fit program, call Tulsa Spine and Rehab at 918-743-3737.